Welcome to the annual Thomas Anonymous Christmas Special, starring Tommy Natoli, that's me. Everyone buckle up, cause it's gonna be a festive, sparkly, merry good time! I mean, as best as we can make it. Merry Christmas, everyone! Ho ho ho! I know, I have a great Santa laugh, thanks. Today's holiday special is being recorded live from my car. That's right, life happens and sometimes you have to record in your car. I could have not done it, but I'm so committed and so dedicated to making a holiday special for you guys, I'm doing it. Oh, and happy Hanukkah, even though I'm pretty sure Hanukkah's over, Mazel Tov and Shalom. Christmas is here and it's the most wonderful time of the year. I've really been trying to find my Christmas cheer. I think I need like a Christmas carol Scrooge situation to happen to me, because I really just need a big boost of Christmas in me. I need it! Actually, I take that back. I just don't want the universe to send me ghosts. I have an agreement with the universe. They can send as many ghosts my way as they want, but they cannot physically manifest. So we have that agreement. I take that back. I would like the feeling of the end of a Christmas movie, Christmas Carol, but I do not want to see ghosts, whether they be Christmas ghosts or not. I am all set. So today's show is a holiday special, and I've got a quick kind of story about a story, and I've also got some songs, and I've also got some words from people. So here's what happened. I was originally going to write like a new Christmas story, Christmas chapter for you all, and I had a little bit of an idea of what I was gonna do, and I don't want to disappoint you guys, but it didn't happen. I mean, it started to happen. Here's what happened. I sat down to do my thing, and I was like writing about Christmas, and I wanted to write about two particular things. You know, I started to write about living at Auntie Patty's. That was always really fabulous, and how I used to every year, you know, I'd drag Kate out into the woods so that we could cut down a little Christmas tree. And we did that a few years. Sometimes the tree would be like the tree that we, like the tree of the house. Sometimes it would just be like a little baby Christmas tree that we would bring in Kate's room and like put into like a big gulp from 7-Eleven. It would be like our little bedroom Christmas tree. And then like when we were 15 years old, we drank a whole bunch of vodka and cranberry juice. We didn't mix them. We just like took the shots of vodka and then chased it with cranberry juice. Because even back then, I think we were pros. But not pros enough, because I'm pretty sure the next morning I remember just barfing into the green bucket. We also used to go pee in that green bucket. I don't think it was both happening that night. But anyway, that's already too much information. Long story short, I was going to write about that. And I was going to weave it into some other Christmases later down the road with, you know, my mom. And honestly, the end of this story just was too sad. Like, I'm not there yet where I can write about this situation, because I need to be able, you know, make it funny and laughable. And to me, it is not yet. So sadly, I had a sad story and I didn't want to make the Christmas special a drag. So why did I bring it up? I don't know. I shouldn't have, but I just wanted to explain myself. I like to over-explain and over-analyze. So that's that. But if you would like to listen to a holiday chapter of Thomas Anonymous, go back and listen to the Christmas episode from last year, the holiday extravaganza from last year. I believe it's chapter 12, episode 12 on the podcast, and you can hear a chapter of me and some fun stories of my childhood. If you have not listened, go back and listen to the chapter from last year's Christmas show, but just listen to the chapter part, because then the second half of the show is just a bunch of losers trying to sound interesting and me fake laughing and gritting my teeth as I sat through all of their unfunny, unprepared stories. Christmas, am I right? Except Adrienne T. She told a really great story and she was really amusing. So for the record, you were great. Although I don't remember if you had a fake, name. So if I just blew it, sorry. We'd never really stuck to the anonymous part of this show. This year, I still have a jam-packed holly jolly Christmas extravaganza. Some of it's prepared, some of it's not. I've got some special Thomas Anonymous Christmas songs performed and written by me. Me, me, me. And then we're going to close it down with a holiday prayer. Just kidding. Love you, Jesus, but it's not about you. It's about me. Now, originally, I wanted to record like an entire Thomas Anonymous Christmas album, but then I realized I had no experience recording songs and have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. So instead, I can only release two Christmas singles, because now I'm officially a recording artist. I know. Thank you. So let's get right into it. The first song I have for you is a holiday favorite with a Thomas Anonymous spin. So if you haven't listened to all the chapters, you might not get the references here. So Let's take it away, you guys. Ah, yes, Christmas.
I saw Daddy blowing Santa Claus underneath the overpass last night. They didn't seem discreet, like somehow they knew to meet. It's like a rest stop hookup, but no one there was a creep. 'Cause I love Santa. I saw Daddy deep throat Santa Claus all the way to the base like a pro.
Look, Mom, no hands!
Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Mommy had only seen Daddy bottom Santa Claus last night.
And now's the part where we end the song, because they thought I wanted backup singers for the second verse, but I didn't, because I wrote inappropriate lyrics and nobody understands me! God damn it, YouTube! Merry Christmas! Thank you, thank you. Thank you, everybody. I know, thank you. Now, I still have one more Christmas song for everyone, but that one's gonna be a little bit later. And just a heads up, I usually don't get like super political on the show, but just as a little tease, it might be a Christmas song about Donald Trump being super fat and ugly. Okay. So, I originally planned to have some really fun comedians on. I was going to the other night at the open mic, ask people questions, my usual Christmas questions, and I totally forgot to. So, we are doing the next best thing, what everyone does. We're going to social media. I posted on the Thomas Anonymous page, maybe page or profile, I don't know. But I got people on Facebook to answer some of my usual holiday questions. Now, I always ask people the same questions. I want to know real tree, fake tree. I want to know about favorite Christmas movie, and I want to know about the favorite Christmas song. I also want to know about the Santa truth. How'd you find it? Who told you? Etc. etc. So we're going to social media. You can follow me on Instagram at the Thomas Anonymous. You can also find me on Facebook at the Thomas Anonymous or at Tommy Natoli. I think if you type in both, you will find me. It's my face with a Thomas Anonymous mug, so you can't miss it. All right, so on the Facebook, we have Laura from Facebook. That's where she's originally from. She's from Facebook. So as for real tree, fake tree, she says fake tree. Favorite Christmas movie, A Christmas Story. Favorite Christmas song, Wizards in Winter, which I had to Google, but then I realized it's the Tri-Siberia, you know, the orchestra song, the doon 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 doon. Dun, 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 dun. Which isn't that Carol of the Bells? Anyway, back to Laura. Laura was 7 when she found out the truth about Santa, and let's read this. My grandma had the same handwriting and both shopped at Walgreens. Yes. The old same handwriting and Walgreens proof. I wonder what the Walgreen tip-off was. Was there a Walgreen tag? Did you find a Walgreen bag? I always have questions. Thank you, Laura, for sending that in. I like your Christmas story. I love a Christmas story. I think I already talked about this on the podcast, so I'm just going to move on to the next person on Facebook. Matt from Facebook. Got all these people from Facebook. I can't believe you guys grew up together. I need a sip of coffee. My computer's dying, so this might not post. Okay, Matt. Matt from Facebook says, real tree. Real tree. Favorite movie, favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard. You know what? I forgot to put that one on my list. I love Die Hard, and I always forget it is technically a Christmas movie. Favorite Christmas song is Yelling at the Christmas Tree by Billy Idol. I should have Googled this. I don't know that song. Damn it. I wonder if I could find it. Billy Idol. Get out of here, Lady Gaga. God, I am so gay. I went into my Apple Music, which I don't usually have, but since I do have a birthday coming up, I splurged and got it for myself. Billy Idol. I just want to hear this song. I don't know this song. Oh, wait, there we go. Billy Idol Christmas. I'm probably going to get in a lot of trouble. Well, no. Actually, I found out if you're talking over the song, it's considered, you know, like fair game or something. Do I know this song? I do not. that is the answer to that. To be fair, let's go listen to Laura's favorite. What was it called? Wizards of Winter or something? I love that I never prepare for any episode. Wizards in Winter. Sorry. I don't... Oh, no. See, I was wrong. It wasn't even... I don't know. Is this the same song I'm thinking of? No, I think actually I was wrong. So it wasn't... Because they do like a Carol of the Bells. But this is clearly not. It's a totally different song. See, I'm learning stuff. Or maybe it is. I'm still talking. I have to talk to make this like legal. Okay, yeah. This is the song that's in that commercial. It's not the Carol of the Bells. It's the commercial song. Okay, cool. Good to know. Moving on. I said moving on. Turn it off. God, it's hard being everybody. Okay, back to the Facebook page. Mary on Facebook. Oh, we have won. We've won the tree war. There's two votes for real trees and one vote for a fake tree. I kind of agree. I prefer a real tree, but we know how much of a pain in the ass it is. Thanks for writing in, Mary, on Facebook. Real tree is her preference. Her favorite Christmas movie, Elf, starring Will Ferrell, the movie I fell asleep to. But it is a good movie. We've talked about this. Her favorite song is Mary's favorite Christmas song. Do I have it? Of course I do. That one came right up with ease. Yes. Oh, that's... I forgot what I was looking at. We're looking at Facebook. Mary from Facebook, this is your favorite Christmas song. And while Mariah sings us away, let's find out how Mary found out about Santa. Mary says that her Santa truth came... My fourth grade teacher asked us to raise our hand if we believed in Santa. When we did, he told us Santa wasn't real. Oh my God, Mary from Facebook, that's fucking horrible. I mean, I don't know, what a dick of a teacher, but also I guess he was trying to like prepare you for the world, but I feel like that's crossing a line. That should not be the teacher's role as Mariah sings us away. All right, thank you everyone for writing in on Facebook and giving me some content for this episode. Great, thank you. Thank you, Mariah. All right, we'll put you quietly in the background. All right, you guys, my next holiday single, all available here on this podcast. So when I sat down to like write a Christmas parody song, it was a struggle for me because the only thing I was passionate enough to like write a song about was hating Donald Trump. And I know it's not a political show and I don't really get into that, but I have to follow my heart. And my heart said that I should make fun of him. So I did. Anyway, this next Christmas song, written and performed by me, is for the big fat fuck currently living in the White House. Merry Christmas, Donald Trump. This one's for you. Oh my God, you guys, it's Christmas. What? It's my favorite time of year.
Yay!
Oh, but Donald Trump's still president. Oh.
That's all right. Let's sing a song about how much we hate him and how stupid he is. We can't do that.
Yes, we can. It's your show, dum-dum.
Okay, fine.
His name's Donald Trump. You've seen his fat thighs. He is a dumbass full of bullshit and lies. Donald Trump is eating tonight.
Oh, we sound good, girl.
He's making a plate with burgers and fries, hoping and praying that Mueller will die.
He won't.
Donald Trump is eating tonight.
He is such a fucking moron.
And he knows that Pence is gay.
And he knows he lost the popular vote.
So he eats and eats his feelings away.
And don't forget Pence is gay.
Cock breath.
His name's Donald Trump. You've seen his fat thighs. He is a dumbass full of bullshit and lies. Donald Trump is eating tonight.
Yes. Whee! Oh, great. An instrumental break. Yay. Oh, and a saxophone from the 90s.
You betcha.
Okay, that's cool. It's literally like a MIDI file from the 90s, you guys. You don't know what a MIDI is? Then I hate you, okay?
Hey,
oh, we're coming back. I better eat a snack. I didn't bring a snack. God damn it. His body is so bloated from Big Macs every day. His face looks like lasagna. He's fatter than a Christmas tree. And he loves hooker pee-pee. Allegedly! His name's Donald Trump. You've seen his fat thighs. He is a dumbass full of bullshit and lies. A Donald Trump is eating tonight. A Donald Trump is eating tonight. Donald Trump is eating tonight. A bucket of wings and a gallon of Coke. He's binging on pizza.
Fuck, this guy's a joke.
Ha ha. Hookers and Russians and in diamonds. Ooh, ooh. I don't have any more lyrics because I fucking hate you. Donald Trump is eating tonight. 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 Donald Trump is eating tonight.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, you sold me at the end. Me. Haha. All right, the song's over.
Hello? The song's over.
I know, right?
God fucking bless America. Can this song fucking end already?
Did you not swear so much?
Here we go. Okay.
Big finish. Me.
Yay! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you haven't guessed it, my favorite Christmas song is Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Pointer Sisters, and it was on the Christmas album from 1987 entitled A Very Special Christmas. It was a compilation album from many artists from that decade, and there's two good tracks on that album. According to me, that's my opinion, it's that song, Pointer Sisters, and then of course, Madonna, Santa Baby. That's all the show I have for you guys today. It's short and sweet. Oh, just kidding. Let's listen to Michelle sing a little song for us, and then we'll be all done.
You're like, you know, like when Melania made all those decisions without Donald, and he got all pissed off about it.
What? I didn't know about
that. Oh, yeah. She was like, wants to fire people and this, and he's like, I look like a abused husband, and my wife is the boss of me.
You need a wife to be the boss of you.
Oh, not her. I hate her as much as I hate him.
I know. She's horrible.
She is horrible.
Sorry, I'm in the way.
Totally.
How sweet the sound.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, because I can sing it. That's the only song I can sing. You ready?
It's a church song. It's not a holiday song.
It doesn't matter.
Go.
It can't be. Okay? Because I have to sing it with a southern accent. Okay?
Why?
Because you do. It's Amazing Grace. Okay.
Okay.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Oh, wow.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Wow.
Was blind, but now I see.
I want you to solo that, like, at church one of these Sundays.
I know, I'm good at it.
Yeah. But, and you trick people, too, because I would really think you were, like, Southern. I'd come up after and be like, what part of Georgia are you from? Oh, my God, hi.
I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm totally from LA, all right? Yep. That's what I have to sing with a Southern accent. God, that looks so big. What is that smell?
What smell?
I smell something, and it's not good.
It's probably just, I mean, I have coffee breath. That's all I got going on.
No, it smells like poop.
Oh, I just pooped my pants.
Oh, my God! You're not going to believe the dream I had last night! Oh, my God!
What?
So, I'm in my dream, okay? And I'm walking around, and there's like a bunch of people in this house. And I'm not wearing underpants, but I have a robe on.
This house?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just a different house. There's a bunch of people, and I was just walking around, no underpants on, and I pooped. But I was walking, and I stepped in my own poop!
Oh, my God!
I know! And I was like, I hope anybody saw that. Oh, my God.
Maybe that's what you smell right now.
I have poop in between my toes and my...
Oh, my God!
I'm like, what? Talk about stepping in your own shit, right?
Oh, my God. Maybe that's what you're smelling right now.
That's probably... well, yeah, then we started talking about it, and I remembered it, and I was just like, why did I dream that? That's crazy!
Because I don't smell any poop. I really usually have a good nose for poop.
I got a poop nose.
I got a poop nose.
No, it's my breath. I can taste it.
You've been eating ass, girl.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you. Oh! What in the world is happening? Oh my god, that was such a great dream when I woke up. What in the hell?
Someone else said their favorite move Christmas movie was Elf.
What?
Yep.
Who?
Mary on Facebook.
You know what? Tell Mary to suck it.
You should be happy that there's another person on your team.
It's not a team game.
It is to me.
Okay.
I just heard him say manhole. That's funny.
I know. Who thinks that shit up?
I love that.
Yay! We did it! We all did it! Merry Christmas! Happy Holidays! I will be back for a New Year's episode next week! Oh wait, no. Not next week. The week after that. Next week we're actually off. So the week of Christmas, sorry, there's no episode. But then the week after that, guess what? I'm a New Year's baby, and it's my birthday. So we're gonna have a birthday episode for me. Thanks everybody who wrote into the show. Thank you Michelle with 1L. Thank you me. Thank you BenSound.com for all the music. Everyone have a great holiday. We will see you next time. K, bye!